details of the agav. Where's the Mishnah agav is chavavim and aleph? The Gemara says the mocker, the kenyan agav is a pasuk with divrei hayomim. So the Gemara has the shaila. Do you need tzivurin or not? That was the first shaila. Do you need tzivurin? Do you require the tapum should be on top of the kak? So they were quoting Rayas. Nothing was conclusive. So they quoted the mocker. There's a Mishnah Masachas Maisu Sheni. In Perikei Masachas Maisu Sheni, the Mishnah talks about the dinam of Shas Habir. Shas Habir is the Paris, the Chumas HaMaisus that you have in the first 3 years. You have to distribute it. You have to give it to the right people before Pesach of the fourth year. And Trumas Maisus from the next 3 years, years 4, 5, 6, they have to distribute and get rid of by the Pesach of the seventh year. Erev Pesach is the Shas Habir. And then you recite Vidui Maisa. We call it, why is it called Vidui? Vidui, usually you admit, you admit that you did something wrong. So the Tosfos Yontov is not sure why it's called Vidui Maisa. We call it Mikra Bikurim. And some old Girsos have it's called Vidui Bikurim. I don't know why should be called Vidui Bikurim. Same question. That, unless the word Vidui has an additional meaning. So he said, Biyati HaKadosh Banabai, Sugam Nasata B'Lalevi, etc. So the Mishnah has a Machloikas Hatanoim. Does a din of Biur, that you have to give everything away, does a din of Biur only apply if you already were Mafish the Truma? Already were Mafish the Maisavish and Maisusheni? What if you have a barn full of tevel? You weren't even mafish anything yet. So the Mishnah says the original practice used to be that the people would be makpid about biur to get rid of everything, even if what they had was when it came Erev Pesach of the fourth year or of the seventh year, what they had was tons of tevel. They hadn't yet designated the Truma Gedola with the Maaser Rishon with the Maaser Sheni. They were careful about Biur, Ashabar Rebbe Akiva Valim, until Rebbe Akiva reversed the Psak and he was Mekel. He said that the din doesn't apply if it's still in the state of Tevel. So this story is apparently before Rebbe Akiva's Psak. According to the way Rabbi Natan reads the story. So what was the story? Ma'aseh Rabbi Gamliel's on the last three lines on Chavov and Mebeis. They were going on by boat from Rome back there to Israel. Amar Rabbi Gamliel said, what was the story? So Rashi learns that Rabbi Gamliel had forgotten to be mafresh Trumas HaMaisus, and he was afraid that Bnei Beis would be eating tevel, so he quickly wanted to be mafresh the Trumas HaMaisus so there won't be a violation of tevel. So this is, the Rabbi Natam has a lot of kashas against Rashi. Because it never says that he was mafresh. It says Isa Shani Yosid Lamud. He doesn't say Shnei Lugn Shani Yosid Lahafresh Harehen Truma Gdoilo Asor Lugn Shani Yosid Lahafresh Harehen Maiserishin. Doesn't say that he's mafresh. He says who he's designating, who he's giving it to. Isa Shani Yosid Lamud, the Maisers that I will designate in the future when I get back there to Israel, Nosan Loli Yoshua, and then the Maiser Ani Shani Yosid Lamud Nosan LaAkiva. Akiva, Rabbi Akiva was the Gabbai Shel Lanim, the Gabbai Shel Tzedokim. So it sounds that he's only concerned about giving the things away. He's not Isa Shani Yosad Lamud, the Maaser Rishon that he's going to give to the Levi, the Maaser Rani that he's going to give to the Anim, is giving it away now. It doesn't say that he's Kurishem. He says, the Maaser that I will designate when I get back there, it says, oh, I'm already giving it away to the Levi and to the Anim. According to Rashi, the issue was to take off the Issa Tevel. So there's no Kviyas Makam. And he didn't say how much. It was the whole doesn't read straight. And aside from that, in the Mishnah, this is quoted in Perikei, Mishnayis, and Masech Masheni, in the context of the Din of Biur, the Mitzvah of Biur. Tosfos on the second line from the bottom writes, "Chei mashma b'tesefta and maseches masheni d'ktani ketz and mitzvahs biur," and so on. Then he gives this story. So Tosfos says it would appear from the Tosefta that this story has to do with beer. So that's what they have on the side of the Gemara. It says, look in the Marshah. What did the Marshah say? Marshah says, look in the Mishnah. It's not in the Tosefta. The Mishnah is mashma like that. The Mishnah has this. Kate said mitzvah is beer. Then it's a Maaseh Rabbi Gamliel scam. So it sounds like they were doing this because they were concerned about the beer. He was afraid he's still going to be on the boat on Erev Pesach. He's not going to make it back home for Pesach. So how did Rabbi Natan Rashi is problematic here. Rashi is very problematic. Rashi says he was afraid that the Bnei Beis were going to eat the Tevel. So how did this remove the use of Tevel? Taisa says, so why isn't he afraid they're going to eat everything up and he's going to make it worse? What did Taisa say? What's out there if you eat Tevel? If you eat Tevel, it's Misa B'dei Shamayim. And what's the aver if you mafish chuma gedoyla, then you mafish maisa rishon. So if a zar eats, whoever eats tevel is misa b'deshmaim. Even if a kohen eats tevel, it's misa b'deshmaim. But if you mafish to chuma gedoyla, then if a zar eats the chuma gedoyla, then it's vaita misa b'deshmaim. So what did he accomplish over here by being mafish the maisa rishon with the maisa mena maisa? Tosis asks, isn't he making it worse? How exactly is he making it worse? Why isn't he afraid they're going to eat everything? Well, where was Tosis Kasha? Kibshal Lekova Mokum. If you're not Kaveh Mokum, the whole Kriya Shem is not Chal. That's what they ask on the Rashi. Where they have that Kasha? Koshim came. Aha Yemuel. Adar Rabbi here, the third line from the beginning of the Tosis. The third line from the beginning. Because in Cain, if that's the concern that the Bnei Beis may eat the Tevel, Maha Yamoel, what did he accomplish? Tikuno, Adar Abagora Tfei, he's making things worse. Why is it worse? Shem Yochel Bnei Beis HaKol, Vafo Yisr Atzmo. So why is he making it worse? I mean, there'll be a violation of Gezel. He's Mafish Maiserishan, you have to give it to the Levim. So if a non-Levi eats up the Maiserishan, it's in violation of Gezel. Yeah, but he's making it better. If everything is tevel, it's misa b'dei shamayim. And now you mafrish chuma gedoyla, so only by eating the chuma gedoyla will be misa b'dei shamayim. By eating the maisa rishon, there's no misa b'dei shamayim. I'm not sure exactly what they mean. Gora tfei, he's making, why is he making worse? I don't know. So they said, me, yesh l'taretz kein, you can confirm for this kasha, why? So l'hoi lo hashosha b'kach, he wasn't so concerned. Shoya harbit v'a b'kri, there was tons. And he knew, Rabbi Gamliel knew for sure she loched Bnei Beis HaKol Kodem Shiavo. He for sure is going to come home before they finish eating everything. There was so much. And when he's going to come home, when he's going to come home, he'll designate which is going to be the Maisa. So what was he accomplishing now? He said, Shnei, the amount that I'll designate, but I'll come back home. He knows there's going to be a ton of food left. Whatever I'll designate when I come back home should already be Maisa Risha now. So that's the problem. That depends on yesh breira and breira. If you want to eat food, you have to be mafrish trumas and maisers in advance, and the truma has to be chal, and the maiserishan has to be chal now. Doesn't help that you're going to say, "Kishnei lugushan yosel lahafrish." When I get back to Eretz Yisrael, he's in on the Mediterranean now, on the boat. Kishnei lugushan yosel lahafrish, arehin truma lekisha ova lebeisi vafrishenu. That would be fine. That's not a problem of Breira. Breira is only they can say Huva Adovel Amafreya. But if you want to say Shnei Lugan Shani Yahasal Abish Arehin Truma Likisha Afrishem, that's a famous Shagasari. He quotes enough in the Gemara in Baba Kama Adav Samach Desa. That's not a problem of Breira. If you want it to be Chal Nikaral Abok, that's not a problem of Breira. But if it's not Chal now, then the people are still eating Tevel. It can't be what is going to be Mafish. What's going to be Kurishem later is not going to be Matal Amafreya. It's a tevel that they're eating beforehand. So that's what Tosafot doesn't understand their Rashi. According to Rashi, he's concerned that they're basically going to be eating tevel. So what does he accomplish by being Kurishan without a Kviyas Mokim? And there was no Kviyas Mokim, so it's all based on Breira. So the Breira is not Chalam Afres, it's only Chal Mikan Al Abo. So they're going to be eating Vaita tevel. It's not going to help, but it's Kurishan now, Likisha Afrishanu. It's only going to be Muta Mikan Al Abo, won't be Muta Lam Afreya. So Rabbi Natam says no. Vom Rabbi Natam, three lines from the bottom. Sheshas Habir Hoyo. He was on the boat and it was coming Pesach. It was almost the Erev Pesach of the fourth year, Erev Pesach of the seventh year. Sheretzorch Levar Masreisa, Mitach Pesach, Litnim Libalim. What does it mean, Bior? So the pasuk says, "Biyarti Hakodesh Yisavidu Maisa." Biyarti Hakodesh Min Habayis. Which is the Kodesh? What's Kodesh? Kodesh is the Maisa Sheni. Biyarti Hakodesh Min Habayis. V'gam Nesati B'Lalevi. That's Maisa Rishon. Give to the Levi. How come it says V'gam? Gam is usually a riboy. The Tosafot quotes from the Mishnah, Gam is l'rabbis truma gedoyla. But there is a din of beer, even on truma gedoyla as well. And the Chumash only says, the Arti HaKodesh Min Habayis goes on Maiser Sheni, is Kodesh. Gam the Satav Lalevi goes on Maiser Rishon. How do you know there's a din of beer on truma? So it says, that's when the word begam. Either there's a beferish in Mishnah that says, Tosafot quotes it, over here, about the 10-15 lines from the top of Chav Zayin and Aleph. Yesh M'fosh and Lochel Hiskit Trum Magdol. If he sheinu chayev is bebir, there's no din of bir on Trum Magdol. Ki v'snam asachas bikurim, and it's a Mishnah bikurim, and it's quoted in the Gemara in Yevamos. Yesh Ma'aseh sheinu bikurim. Hashenu came with Trum. That what? Bir. There's only a din of bir on Ma'aseh sheinu and on bikurim because they're both called Kodesh, and on Trum there's no din of bir. Mashma did Trum lo mechayev bebir. So it's a contradiction to the other Mishnah, where the Mishnah says v'gam, the gam nesatav l'alevi. You have a few lines there. V'gam b'mishnah is ma'aser sheni, ma'apiklam b'krov. V'gam nesatav l'alevi. The rabbis truma. So it's a contradiction. So they give one suggestion. They gave it teretz. Maybe menateretz is no din of beer. It's only a din of beer midirabban. That was one suggestion. Doesn't like that teretz. They think that that's not correct. They think that the gam is a real drasha gemur. They're isa. So how do they resolve this contradiction? Whether there is a din of biur on Truma Gdoila or not. So they say there is a din of biur, but it doesn't have the same connotation as Maaser Sheni. Truma Gdoila, once you give it to the Kohen, you're yotze the din of biur. Maaser Rishon, once you give it away to the Levi, you're yotze the din of biur. The Kohen and the Levi don't have to eat it up before Pesach of the fourth year or the seventh year. But with respect to Maaser Sheni, there's no one to give away the Maaser Sheni to. The Maaser Sheni you keep yourself. So what does it mean you have to do beer before Pesach of the fourth year, the seventh year? You have to eat it up. And if it's too much, then you have to burn it. Then you have to destroy it. So that din of beer to destroy the leftover food, which you're not going to eat before Pesach, unless it's chametz. Chametz, you have to burn all the chametz before Pesach. If you have Truma Gdoila or Maaser Rishon, that's chametz day, so you have to burn all the chametz before Pesach. But if it's not chametz, just bushels of grain, you give it away to the Kohanim and you're to the din of beer. But if it's Maaser Sheni, then you have to destroy it before Pesach. That's how Tosafot answers it here. They don't think that the other teretz is the correct teretz. That the drasha begam the satav lalevi, gam the rambis and satruma is only al smach the midirabbanan. Then I tell you, you don't need beer, it's only midirabbanan. You do need beer. They don't think that is correct. And even if it were correct, it doesn't answer the kasha that they're working on. If bottom line, there is a din of beer, halach l'maisa midirabbanan, on Truma Gedoyla. So why didn't Rabbi Gamliel give away Truma Gedoyla? It doesn't answer the kasha anyway. Even if we say the teretz to this theory is that min haTorah there's no din of beer on Truma Gedoyla, there's only a din of beer on Truma Midirabbanan. So why wasn't he worried about the din Midirabbanan? They say that's not the real answer. So what is the real answer? So Tosafot gave a suggestion that min haTorah chitachas pateres is kol akri. So chitachas is easy enough. Let's say you have a room that's stuffed, a room this size stuffed till the ceiling with tvua. Tons and tons of tvua. So min haTorah, if he takes one chita, one kernel of grain, there is no shear for truma. No shear lemailo, there's no shear lemata. The shear lemata, I say kol garna truma lo yosav ala klum, because you have to have reishis shesheren nikram. You have to leave something over. When you mafresh truma, has to be mater and isa tevel. So if you kareshem, everything in the room should be truma gedolah. So there is nothing that's left as chulam misukan. Everything becomes truma gedolah. So that's not chal. It's not come. You have to leave something over. So you have to give a minimum of chita achas, and a maximum you can give 99.99. You can't give 100%. Everything you give over. Truma is just not chal. So Tosafot says that they suggested an answer, but they think that it's not correct. Maybe he was only worried about the truma, the chita achas pateres is kol akri. So that's easy enough to do. So he set aside before he took the trip to go to Rome, he took chitachas as truma gedoyla, and he gave it to the kohen, so he's taking care of that. So they said, that doesn't make sense. Because midirabbanan, you're not supposed to give chitachas. Rabbanan is supposed to give 1/40th, 1/50th, 1/60th. 1/50th is midah beinonis. If you want to be very generous, then they recommend you should give 1/40th. If you want to be stingy, you feel you can't afford it, so you give 1/60th. It's not right to give less than 1/60th. If you give chitach, as he gave, okay? And there isn't a recommendation even to give more than 1/40th. That's an awful lot. Give 1/40th is a lot. So this halacha that you give, lachatchili, give me the beinonis. I'm beinonis, you give 1 out of 50, you give 2%. That's only if he didn't give chitachas. If he gave chitachas, the truma was chal already. So you can't be mafish truma a second time. If you want to be mafish the first time, you can give 2%. But Tosis, it sounds as if he gave a chitachas, and then he's going to give the rest later. He can't give the rest later. There's such a Rabbeinu Yonah, Brochus writes like that. But he says, Dabba Posh, you don't need the Rabbeinu Yonah. He talks about how much is Tosefa Shabbos. So he says, you have a minimum and a maximum. You have... He holds that Tosefa Shabbos, there's a, after the Shkia, there's a period of time, that's what a lot of Rishonim hold, there's a period of time that's Vada Yoim, then it becomes Bein HaShmoshes, then it becomes Tesa Kochavim, and it's Vada Lailo. So when it's Vada Lailo, that's Shabbos. When it's Bein HaShmoshes, that's not Tosefas, that's Sofik Deraisa Luchumras. You have to be Moisif Mechoyla LaKodesh before Bein HaShmoshes begins. So how early can you be Moisif? Sunday morning, you got to be Moisif Mechoyla LaKodesh to be Maisif for next week's Tosefa Shabbos. Rabbeinu Yonah says after the Shkia. After the Shkia, it's not even Bein HaShmoshes yet. And how much of that time can you be Maisif? As much as you want. If you want, you can be Maisif just 1 minute before the Bein HaShmoshes. If you want, you can be Maisif a lot before. A lot before. The Rabbeinu Yonah there is going with the Rabbeinu Tam. That it's something like 72 minutes after the Shkia, Tesa Kochavim, and the last 18 minutes or so of the 72 minutes is Bein HaShmoshes. The first 55 minutes is Bada Yom. So that first 55 minutes after the Shkia, so if you want, you can Moisif Mechol HaKodesh 1 minute before the last 18 minutes. You have to Sefer Shabbos of 1 minute. If you want, you can be Moisif 20 minutes, 30 minutes, or for all the whole 55 minutes. And it gives a Moshe Lamad David Daimah to Hafreshas Truma. That if you want, you can be Mafresh an awful lot. You can be Mafresh 90%, 95%, 99%. If you want, you can be Mafresh Chitachas. But once you mafish chitachas, that's it. You're ready. Kari Shem Chum. You can't be mafish more. That's the Gemara later in Kiddushin. Kol Sheni B'Zechaz Afilu B'Asachasenus. The Gemara brings in that topic. Once you mafish a little bit of Chuma, it's not Chal. You can't be mafish any more Chuma. So it says it doesn't make sense to say that he took care of the chitachas. Chitachas takes care of the Din D'Oraisa, but that's not right. So Tosis, what's the final answer? Why wasn't Rabbi Gamliel concerned about the beer on the truma? So they say, no, they quote Ajalmi and Maisris, that that was the practice of Zmana Gemara. They always took care of the truma first. They gave away the truma, taken care of, fartik, finished. And then you only had to take care of everything else afterwards. Fine. So how does, after asking all these kashas, so how does Rabbi Natan answer all of the kashas? So he says, but Rashi says it's not correct. Rashi says Rabbi Gamliel forgot to be misakin the Trumas of Maisris. So he misled the Bnei Beisa. So what happened to the Chazakah? To the Ruba the Leisik Haman? Chazak al Chavir. Chavir is a religious Jew. Not only a chief rabbi. Any religious Jew. And in Moetim Metachas Yodav Shani Mesukan. He wouldn't leave Tevel around the house. Even Chavir Shemais. If a religious Jew dies, you assume everything he has in the house is kosher. Yemaisit said about chief rabbi, you don't assume like that. How can it be? So they don't agree with Rashi. So they learned, Boshib Shat and Tesis, they learned the case was that he told the Bnei Bais, everything is tevel, don't touch it. Don't eat anything. And nonetheless, he's concerned about the Shas HaBir. So this is, Rabbi Gamliel is one of the people on the boat, Rabbi Akiva is one of the people on the boat, but it would appear that this is before Achibor Rabbi Akiva Bali made, after Rabbi Gamliel passed away, then everybody was able to open their mouth. When Rabbi Gamliel was the chief rabbi, so he didn't allow any disagreements. That's why they fired him, because he's too tough. So after he was fired from his position for being chief rabbi, Achabar Rabbi Kiva Velima, that the din of beer doesn't apply on Tevel. This story was everything was Tevel. So the end will be that the din of beer doesn't apply if you weren't mafresh Shumas Marzia. But this is before Rabbi Kiva. He reversed the psak. So he had a house full of tevel. He told the Bnei Abayis, don't eat anything until I come back and I'll be, till I notify you otherwise. And he was, Rabbi Gamliel was concerned that there's a din of beer on the tevel. So not that he was mafresh. He wasn't really mafresh in a way that it's chal. He wasn't kovei amokim. He didn't say shnei lugin shanei aser lahafresh. Asar ma'aserish and tisha ma'aserishen. He didn't say how much. He wasn't kovei amokim. It's not a valid hafrosha. He said, all he did was he's designating to whom he's going to give it. Isar shanei aser lamud. The Maiserishin that I will be mafresh when I get back to Eretz Yisrael, I'm designating now, Nosan Loli Yeshua, Rabbi Yeshua ben Hanani was a Levi. So that's what Tosis says. Tosis quotes the Loshana Tosefta, the bottom line in the Tosis. Tani Basahachim, Mishahoye Peirosav, Tzavurim Urechoykin Imenu, far away, Sark Likros Lahem Shem. What do you mean, Likros Lahem Shem? Ma'aser Rabbi Gamliel is going to Kri Hashem the Hasam Hainu Shem Balam. Doesn't mean Kri Hashem. This should be Truman. This should be Ma'aser Vishen. This should be Ma'aser Shem. He doesn't know how much he has. He didn't measure it yet. He doesn't know how much it's going to be. 10%. They can't say Likra Shem to be Kri Hashem Truman. Likra Shem means Shem Habaylam. Shivaru Habaylam Lemiyitnum. To whom are you going to give it? And when you designate to whom you're going to give it, you weren't even mafish to Truman Gdol. He's working on the assumption that the Din of Bira even applies to Tevel. Because Rabbi Akiva didn't yet come on the scene and reverse the Psak HaMegubal, Mishnah Shabbat Rabbi Akiva Velimei, that the mitzvah biur doesn't apply when it's tevel, so he's concerned about biur, so the biur can be fulfilled, even though it's not Ma'aser Rishon and Ma'aser Sheni yet. He's going to be mafish it when he gets home. But he has to designate to whom he's going to give it. Kri Hashem dehasam hainu, Shem HaBalim, Sheivaru HaBalim lemi yitnum, dehainu HaBiur. That's what biur is all about. There's a big machlokes in Chayshe Mishpat. What is the nature of the mitzvah of matnas kuhuna? The 24 matnas kuhuna. So you have to give truma gedola. Let's say you have to give truma gedola to the kohen. So the mitzvah of truma gedola means you have to be makne the truma gedola to the kohen. You have to be makne to the kohen. So that's a question. The Kri Chadosh assumes that the nature of the mitzvah is to be makna. The Pri Chadosh and the Ktzos HaChoshen quotes it, and he assumes that that is a definition. The nature of the mitzvah of matnas kuhuna is to give the truma gedola, to be makna, the truma gedola to the kohen. So based on that assumption, that's what I would have assumed also, makna, matnas kuhuna, matana. You have to be makna to the kohen. So that raised the question by the Pri Chadosh. There's a Gemara in Sukkah, the end of the third parak in Sukkah. In Cholkin, the end of the third parak in Sukkah talks about Katan Shigil Achinuch. How old does the child have to be that you have to be Mechanachim? So it says, it depends which mitzvah. If the child is old enough to hold on to the lulav and the esrig, sometimes the child is so tiny, he can't even pick up the lulav and the esrig, it's too heavy, he can't pick it up. So there's no din of chinuch. The din of chinuch only applies when he's reached the age he's able to do all the nanuim properly. So katne adel ananea aviv lakech lo dalad minim. Katne adel hisata betzitzis aviv lakech lo tzitzis. Katne adel lishma tefilah. He knows how to be careful with the tefilah shelo yafiach behem lo yishem behem, and not to be misirch da. So then the father has to, each mitzvah depends. Is he able? Is he physically able to observe that mitzvah bishlei musa? Properly. So then it says, Kotna Hadel, Lisa Skapov, if the child is old enough, he knows how to duchen, that's the gear that we have. Kotna Hadel, Lisa Skapov, if the child is old, if he's a kohen, he knows how to duchen already with the father, Cholkin lo Trumba Bebeis Agorin. If the little kid goes to the Beis Agorin, so the farmer can fill the mitzvah of giving Truman to the kohen by giving to the little kid. If he's too young, he doesn't know how to duchen yet, so you shouldn't give him truma. What's the connection between giving him truma and duchening? It's a big pella. We don't fully understand. There's a different girsa. According to the other girsa, everything is fine. Kotna Adalisa is kinofov. We spoke about it. That's the nusach, the way it says in the Sifri Zuta. Sifri Zuta has a nun aran. Why? It means stam yadayim shnia sein. And sheni is also shlishi betruma. So if the kid is old enough that he knows that when they give him truma, he has to, and he didn't wash until his yadayim, didn't wash his hands, so he's going to touch the truma with his hands, going to be metameyed, going to pasal it. So he's old enough to understand, he's going to spread out his garment. When they give him the truma, he's going to put it in the pocket without touching it. So, and that's based on the Lashon HaPasuk in Treyoser, Chagai, was testing the Kohanim at the beginning of the Bais Sheni period. And the Gemara has a whole machlokes whether they passed or they failed the Bechina. Did they give the right answers or the wrong answers? So one of the questions he asks is, Hey, Nis Ishks Besar Kodesh Beknaf Bigdo. If somebody will carry Besar Korbanos Beknaf Bigdo in the corner of his garment, why is he holding in the corner of the garment? He doesn't want to hold it with his hands, because they had already instituted the din. That Stam Yadayim Shnias is going to touch the Kachim, is going to pass it. So that was the practice by Truma also. So then if you have that Girsa, Katan Adel Lisa is Kenafav, Chokon of Truma Beis Agorin, then you understand that the child is old enough to understand not to be in the time of the Truma. He's intelligent enough to be careful to eat the Truma B'Kedusha V'Tara. Then you give him Truma. But the way we have the Girsa, Katan Adel Lisa is Kapov, he's old enough to Duchen. So what does the Duchening mean? That's enough intelligence. That's enough intelligence. I don't know. Also enough intelligence to know not to be in the time of the Truma, I guess so. That's the Girsa that we have. Tosis has, there's a three-way steer. How old does the child have to be to Duchen? So this Gemara talks about Kotten Adelisa as Kapov, the way we have the Girsa in our Gemara. The end of Lulav HaGosan, Kotten, before Bar Mitzvah. Then there's a Mishnah that says you can only Duchen if you're Bar Mitzvah. Then there's a third source in the Gemara Chulon. You have to have, what does it say? His beard has to already start growing. He already reached the age of 18, so it's a three-way stira. Whether Kotten Keduchen, or Bar Mitzvah Keduchen, or his beard is growing. So Tosfos says, the Kotten can have a Duchen by himself, unless you have Gedolim there with him. And then, even to Duchen with the Gedolim is only Bikroi Bialmo. But to Duchen by himself, Bikvias, you have to have, till he's already 18 years old. So Tosfos had a three-way steer, so I had to come up with this teretz. That's what they quote in Shulchan Aruch, that three-part teretz. So Nachamon, so what did the Rabbeinu Tam say over here? He learned that the issue was not at all an issue of tevel, because he wasn't kaveh mokam, and he didn't say how much it's going to be. He just designated tzarech likros lahem shem, doesn't mean kri Hashem truma, kri Hashem ma'aserishin, shem bailim. The farmer has to, or Rabbi Gamliel, not the farmer, the owner of the farm, the owner of the tevel has to designate to whom he's going to give it in order to fulfill the mitzvah of biur. Biur by truma doesn't mean you burn it. Biur by maisha means you destroy it before Pesach. Biur by truma means you designate it to whom you're going to. You can't say he gave it to the Kohanim. He wasn't even Karishem truma yet. He just has to designate to whom he's going to give it. And how does this compare to the mitzvah of the Sinas Truma, Nachamo? So the Tzais quotes this Prichadosh, and he assumes that it's correct, that the nature of the mitzvah of the Sinas Truma, Matan's Kuna, all 6 years, leading up to Shemitah year, all 6 years, what does it mean? Shemitah, everything is Hefka, so there's no Trumas and Maisras. So the nature of the mitzvah of Matan's Kuna of Truma is you have to be Makna the Truma to the Kohen, and makna the Maaser Rishon to the Levi. So he's bothered with the kasha, how can he be makna to the cotton? So the Prichadosh answers with the Tosfos in Sanhedrin and Daf Samaches on the base that we accept that shita la'aloch and chosh mishpat. Whenever there's a das acheres makna, the cotton is kind of minatur. So the Tosfos is not happy with that answer, and he says that there's a machlokes in the Gemara in different mesichtas where the Tovus HaNoah, Mamon Tovus HaNoah, Eina Mamon. The wheat pasuk in Tovus HaNoah is Eina Mamon. So the farmer is not a bailim to be makna the truma to the cotton. So there is no das acheres makna. So how is the cotton kind of menator? So how is the farmer yotze the mitzvah of matnas kun if he gives it to a kind cotton? The Gemara says, Kotna de Lisa is kapov, chokna truma beis agrarin. How is the farmer yotze the mitzvah and the sinas truma by giving to a kain cotton? If you say tovus HaNoah in a moment, so the farmer, what, didn't yet succeed in being makna the truma to the kain cotton? So the Ksois didn't like the answer of the Prichadosh. He says there is no das acheres makna, gives a different answer. So he says based on the pasuk in the end of Parshas Korach, it says kisochu hulachem chelav habedaschem be'oil moed, that the whole institution of giving Matnas Kahuna is b'teres chiras poelim, that all the Kohanim have to do service in the Beis Hamikdash. Chelav avadaschem be'al moed. So we have to pay them schiras poelim. And Tosis, and that same Tosis says that when do you say that a katan can't be koinem in our Torah? That's if you give him a matonet. One day in Tosis was even with das acheres makna. Also, the katan is only koinem with the rabbon. We don't pass like that. We pass like the other opinion in Tosis. Whenever there's das acheres makna, katan is koinem in our Torah. But the Tosis time is that by Truma Gedolah there is no das acheres makna because Tosis are no in a moment. Means that he's not a bailam. The farmer is not a bailam to make a haknoa das makna to give to the katan. But the Tosis over there is trying to figure out how can a katan own property. The Gemara talks about gezel ager. The Gemara talks about gezel ager katan. So Tosis wants to know how does the ger katan have any property? He's a ger katan. He can't say he got birusha from his father. We megayer him. So katan shenala dami. So he can't yashin from anybody. So how was the katan koinim in atur? So Tosis says maybe I asked the kid to shovel the snow or to wash the windows or to deliver the newspaper. And since I owe him money, but there is chivas poelim, I agreed to pay him. So when I pay the tashlumin, the money that I pay someone, the Torah's piruan achov, becomes nikna to that person without any maisa kinyan. That's what Tosis writes in Chiddush. So the Tosis text picks up on that Tosis, and he says, since giving truma to the kohanim, sachu lachem chelav avedaschem b'ol moed, it's chiras poelim for doing the hakrobas, hakrabonis, and the beis hamikdash. So therefore, when we give the truma to the kohen katan, he's kohenim in Torah because it's piron achayv. So then the Tzais asks the kasha in parentheses, and he says, but a kohen katan can't be makro karbonis in the Beis HaMikdash. So how can you say, sochu lechem chelef habadaschem el moed? So he says, it's a lo plug derais. So the Nesivus writes, the Tzais himself slugged up his teretz. I don't have to waste time discussing whether he's right. He said, he himself said that it's wrong. And the Bezman said there's no Beis HaMikdash. Bezman Shein Beis HaMikdash Kaim. So you're not mechayev to give Chumah to the Kaim. You are mechayev to give. But I'm going to say it's a loy pluk. He doesn't like the whole thing. So the Nesivus thinks the whole kasha is based on an error. He thinks the whole premise of the Prichadosh and the Ktzais is incorrect. In order to fulfill the mitzvah of Matas Kuna, he thinks that there's no need to be Makna the Chumah to the Kohen and Makna the Maiserishin to the Levi. If you make it accessible to the kohen, I invite the kid to come to my home, and I put the bowl of chuma in front of him. I give him bananas of chuma, cookies or whatever of chuma. So even if he's not kohen, I give it to him that he's able to eat it, so that I made it accessible to him. So I'm yotze the mitzvah of nesinas matnas kun and matnas leviyah. So then the nesiva says, if so, so you don't understand the whole sugya in the first parak in Bav Metzia. Where is this whole discussion? It's in Bav Metzia daf. Yud Aleph, I think. Something like Bav Metzia Daf Yud Aleph. So the Gemara there has a discussion on this Mishnah. What kinyan did Rabbi Gamliel use to give over the Truma, to give over the Maisa Rishon to Rabbi Shua ben Hananya, to give over the Maisa Oni to Rabbi Akiva? Was it a kinyan Chotzer, or was it a kinyan Agav? So our sugi assumes it's a kinyan Agav. The Gemara is trying to bring a Rai and get to Agav. Whether you need tzivurim or you don't need tzivurim. So the Gemara says, not a right here, one way or the other. The Gemara there suggests maybe Agav wouldn't work. Maybe since Tavis Ano ain't a mumin, maybe Agav wouldn't work. Maybe it has to be Dafke Kinyan Chotzer. So the Gemara is pilpiling back and forth. But the Gemara only has two possibilities. Is it Kinyan Agav or is it Kinyan Chotzer? Mekomam Muskalom. So Agav the Chotzer, or is it with a Kinyan Chotzer? Which is it? If it's Kinyan Chotzer, of course you need tzivurim. If it's Agav, then it's a question whether you need Tzivurim or not. So why does the Gemara assume that you need any Kinyan at all? According to the Nesivus, no Kinyan is needed. As long as I just make it accessible to the Kohen, that he can take it. So I'm Yotze the Mitzvah of Nesina. So the Nesivus says no. He says, working Achumish. He said, that's only been to get to the Mitzvah all 6 years long of Nesina's Truma Gedolah and Nesina's Maiserishin. Here we're talking about Shas Habir. Erev Pesach of the 4th year, Erev Pesach of the 7th year. So the purpose of Biur, that's not sufficient that I make it available to the Kohen. I have to be makne it away. Usually assume that Biur is the same thing as Nesina, Struma, and Maiserishin. There's a din, you have to fulfill the mitzvah of Nesina, Struma, and you have, the first time you can fill is after your Koreshem Truma, and you have until 3.5 years. You have until Erev Pesach of the 40th year, Erev Pesach of the 70th year, to do the Nesinas HaTrumah. So the Nesiva says it's not true. They're two different mitzvahs. The Nesinas HaTrumah can be fulfilled when I make it available to the Kohen, and he has the ability to eat it. And even if I'm never makne to the Kohen, there's no need to be makne. I made it available and he ate it up. That's the end of the story. Partik, I fulfilled the Nesinas HaTrumah by making it available that he can eat it. But as far as beer is concerned, Maaseh Sheni you have to destroy before Pesach. There's no one to give it to. You're not supposed to give the Maaseh Sheni to someone else, but the Trumah Gedolah and the Maaseh Rishon and the Maaseh Ani, that you have to give away to the right person. So give away means makna. So that's why the sugya in Bav Metzia and our sugya, they're assuming that Rav Gamliel was makna. Our sugya assumes that it was agav. The Gemara there is, goes back and forth. Was an agav, was a chotzah, but you needed a kinyan. But as far as the normal mitzvah, all 6 years long, the mitzvah of Nesinas, Matans Kuna, Matans Leviya, for that the Nesivas has his Chiddush, that you don't really need a Maisa Kinyan. Kinyan was only needed because of the mitzvah of beer. So how was he Yotze the mitzvah of beer? But the Rabbi Natam says the Truma wasn't Chal yet. He says when he comes home, he told the Bnei Bais not to eat anything at home. Everything is Tevel. And then he's Mafrish now, he's not Koresh Shem. He didn't say Yehei Truma. He didn't say Isra Shani Yosid Lomud Harehu Maisa Rishon. He didn't say that. That's what Rabbi Natan points out. He didn't say he's Mafrish the Truma. When he's going to come home, he's going to be Mafrish it. So what is it? What did he do? He made Kri Hashem. What does it mean, Kri Hashem? Kri Hashem Abaylam. Sheivar Abaylam Neyitnum. He designated now whom he's going to give it to. So how does that, how do you fulfill, how is the other person Koina? If the truma somehow was taken care of, that's the last 30 lines in Tais. Truma was taken care of, fine. Maisa Rishon and the Maisa Oni, how can it be taken care of if it wasn't Chal yet? He says, when I come home, I'm going to be Mafreshit, and whatever I'm going to be Mafresh, I'm already giving to the cook. What's going on over here? Isn't it a Dovash Labal Yodam? He's, you only Yotze the mitzvah, that's clear in the Gemara, that's the Nesiva says. That's clear in the Sugim Bob Mitzil Yeralov. You're only Yotze in the mitzvah beer if you do a haknoah. But how can he make a haknoah on the Maaseh Rishon, on the Maaseh Ani, if it wasn't Chal till later? It wasn't Kaveh Amokam till he's going to come back from Eretz Yisrael, then he's going to be Mafrish in Kaveh Amokam. So he says, if and when I should live so long, when I come back to Eretz Yisrael, I'm going to be designating Maaseh Rishon and Maaseh Ani, so I already give it away now. To Rabbi Shua ben Hanani and to Rabbi Akiva, and I'm already Yotze the mitzvah of beer before Pesach, before Erev Pesach. How are Yotze beer? It's a chadovish labali yolom. What in the world is going on over here? So the Meiri adds on a line. L'chor, you have to add it on. I wanted to check in the Sefer Yosha. So I don't know. I have two Sefer Yoshas upstairs, and one of them disappeared. I don't know where it is. And the other one that was put out by the Or HaShulchan doesn't have this Taisus. I don't know what happened. How can it be? That I have the old edition. Maybe it's in the old edition. And the Or HaShulchan's Sefer Yosha doesn't have it. I don't know why. So the Miri just adds on. Even though Ein Breira means it's not Chala Mafreya. But it'll be Chal Mikadol Habo. That's the Shagasari has that Gemara and Bava Kama, that everyone agrees. That's Gemara and Bava Kama, Daf Samach Tes. If I say, Shnei Lugan Shani Yosid Lahafrish, Arei Hein Truma Likisha Afrishen, that everybody holds. You don't have to, you say, Ein Breri, you can't say, Huver Adore Lamafreya, if you don't know which droplets of wine he's going to pour into the container on Matzoi Shabbos. Erev Shabbos, he buys wine, that's Tevil. He says, on Matzoi Shabbos, I'm going to pour in Truma Gdoyla, Maisa Rishon, Maisa Sheni. So he says the droplets of wine that I will ultimately pour into the container and label as Truma Gedolah, I want it ready to become Truma Gedolah now. So that you have to rely on Huver Adova LaMafreya. So that's we paskin. There's a machlokes how we paskin. A long rod in the Dharma in the beginning of Perek HaShutvim. So he quotes three opinions. Yes, no, sometimes. So he says, one opinion is that you always say Yesh Breir. The other opinion, you never say Yesh Breir. And the third sheet, that's how we pass from, like the Gemara in the end of Beitza. With respect to Dinim Deraisa, Ein Breir. With respect to Dinim Derabanan, Yesh Breir. So this whole topic of Ein Breir is only if you wanted it to be Huvah Adolam Afreya. Wanted to be Chal retroactively, as of my Amira now, even though right now it's not Mavura, which droplets of wine are which? The droplets of wine, b'mokam shehem, wherever they are. So that you can't say like that. You don't know what it's being chalan. But if I say the droplets of wine that I'll designate as Truma Gedoyla after Shabbos is over should be Truma Gedoyla when I will pour it into the container, that's how Hafrashas Truma. Lacha Lamed Yom. That's good. You can make a Hafrashas Lachas Man. That's not a Dovish L'Bol Yom. I have it now. If I wanted to, I could have been Kurishem now. So whatever you can do now, you can do Lacha Lamed. You can postpone the Chalois of Hafrashas Truma. So he's just postponing the Chalois. So here... That's what the Miri just adds on a line of Hezben Rabbi Natan. With respect to fulfilling the mitzvah of Biur, there we say Yesh Breira. Why? Because he already, he's going to be mafresh to Truma Gedola when he comes back to Eretz Yisrael. The minute he's going to be mafresh, he won't have to do another act of designating to whom Truma Gedola took care of already. Okay. The Tosafot said that was taken care of. But the Maisa Rishon and the Maisa Oni, when it's going to be mafreshed, he won't have to do another act of designating to whom it should go. That it was already taken care of. Now, he said, whatever I will designate in another week or two when I get back to Eretz Yisrael, whenever I will designate then as my Sarishan, I'm already designating now, I'm giving it to Rabbi Yeshua. So, he's making a kinyan, and a dovish aboli olam. But it's not chal now, because he didn't designate what it is. But he made a kinyan that's going to be chal, l'kishayov aloylam. It'll be chal at a later date. So that you say, yesh breira, should be huvra mikan alabo. When he's going to come back to Eretz Yisrael, it'll be huvra. When he's going to designate which is the ma'aseh rishon, which is the ma'aseh sheni, then it will be huvra. So for that you say, yesh breira. So that's enough to take care of the problem of biur. You're not yotze the mitzvah's nesinas truma with that, but you're yotze the mitzvah of beer. That's what Rabbeinu Tam seems to say. I think what the Miri added on is mukhrach and the Rabbeinu Tam.
Why is that breira if you're saying kuvra mikan alabah?
So it's not an issue of breira. Everyone, even if you hold in breira, that everyone would agree that it could be mikan alabah, it will be good.
It's not a special part that this amount of beer is different mitzvah, and therefore breira works. It's just not breira.
Correct, it's not breira. But you have to assume that, like this nesivus, you have to assume like the nesivus that it's not it's not that it's the same old mitzvah as matnas kuhuna that you're fulfilling now. If you have to fulfill matnas kuhuna before Pesach of the fourth year, before Pesach of the seventh year, he wasn't mafresh the ma'aser rishon until after Pesach. He wasn't mafresh until he gets home to Eretz Yisrael. But after he's going to be mafresh, he won't have to do another act of designating to whom he's going to give it. He really was Kurishem. Doesn't mean Kurishem, Maiser Rishon, Maiser Sheni. It was Kurishem Bailim, Shivar Abadim L'Meyitim. He already designated, so it's all going to be taken care of. It's a Chiddush. You can't fulfill a mitzvah of Nesinas Truma before you mafresh the Truma. But you can fulfill a mitzvah of Biur before you mafresh the Maaser Rishon and the Maaser Sheni. The Chiddush. Yes.
But that should be Brera Mikana Lahava, so that should work. That should be one.
The different kinds of Brera. Tyson says you can hold in one case the Yesh Brera, the other case same Brera. This is the basic din of Brera. That's a different application of Brera. That's a different kind of Brera. This is a Brera. Usually a person, let's say, is Mekadosh and Isha. He says, Arei Mekudesh is li today, right now, on the condition that it snows tomorrow. If it doesn't snow, the Kedusha should not be chal. So the snowing or the not snowing tomorrow will affect retroactively whether I got married to the girl today or not. I make a Kedusha ala tanai, and some event in the future will determine whether the Kedushin was chal or not. So that everybody agrees to that. That's a din of Tanai. That's a din of Tanai. Not only is there a din of Tanai of Lach HaLamed, Harem Mekudesh Esli, if and when it rains tomorrow. That's im. But there's Harem Mekudesh Esli Almanas. Kaloim Almanas Kama Me'achshav Domi. So that's a din of Tanai. That works. So that's the Machlokes HaTanaim. So whenever I say the droplets of wine, which I will designate tomorrow after Havdalah. And Erev Shabbos, he buys a big barrel of wine. So he says, the droplets of wine, which I will designate after Havdalah, as Trumagdolah, should now become Trumagdolah. So I should say, every droplet of wine, it'll be, you don't know which one it's going to be. But it's if I said in every drop of wine, if this is the one that I'll designate with, so Shabbos, this should become Truma. So that's why one opinion in the Tanaim and Rishonim is that Yesh Breira, that the Breira is included in the Chiddush Din of Tanaim. We say no, that Tanaim is if it's yes or no. If the Kedushin will be Chal or won't be Chal. But over here, it's yes or yes, the Kedushin will be, it's not Kedushin here, it's Truma. The Truma is being Chal, just a question on which droplets of wine is the Chal Hashem Truma Chal. So that's an issue of Breira that can't be resolved lemafreya based on Tanai. That's not covered with Tanai. But the other one, even though he made it Tanai, he said, Shnei Lugnashanai also lahafrish, Arein Truma, even though he said it Tanai, so that's a machlekes. After the Tanai hold, that's included in the din of Tanai. And we don't pass like that. We pass not. Breira is a Tanai that doesn't work. Then Achim Shechalku, nobody made any Tanai. It's a different word. The question is, when the father dies, so the Yerusha goes to the children. So at the time the father dies, everything goes, let's say there's more than one son. There's only one child, so that child gets the whole Yerusha, no Shaila. But if there's more than one child, and more than one child, so it goes to Tfusas Habayis. So then later, after they finish sitting Shiva, whatever, a month or two later, they make a Chalukah. So for the children to acquire the Yerusha, you don't need any Maisa Kinyan. They get the Yerusha Bal Korcham. Even if they don't want it, if they're not happy, they can be mafkirit. But you can't say in advance, I don't want to get my father's Yerusha, and if and when he dies, I don't want it. That doesn't help. You can't say. You can say on the Pishnaim, you don't want it. Because it says, Los is lo Pishnaim, Matona Kai Rachmana, Ma Matona, Dosa by Matona, you can't be kind of Bal Korchacha. So the Gemara says, the Yerush, the Bchor is entitled to the Pishnaim, can always say, I don't want the Pishnaim, and he doesn't get it. But Yerusha, you get even Bal Korchai. So that's the Shailam. So when the man dies, it goes to Tfusas Habayis. Tfusas Habayis is Om B'Shutzvus by all the children. That's a din of Yerusha. Then they're going to say, 2 months after the father dies, the father left, let's say, a factory and a farm. So they decide he's a farmer and he's a businessman. He's going to take the factory, he's going to take the farm. So they're going to make a chalukah. He left two factories and two farms. They're going to decide he's going to take this farm, he's going to take that farm. So they say there also that the din of Yerusha, the din of Yerusha accomplished when the moment the father died, it went to Tfusas Habayis. And the din of Yerusha, even though the father died 2 months ago, the din of Yerusha accomplishes that if and when they'll decide he should get this house and he should get that house, the din of Yerusha affects that house is his and this. All they have to do is make up their minds, who's going to get what. Then the din of Yerusha affects, so they say, no, the father died 2 months ago. How can they say the din of Yerusha has a delayed effect 2 months later? So that, the Gemara calls that Yesh Breir Ein Breir. What does it mean? Do you say, if later on it turns out that I get this house and you get that house, do you say, it was always Oymid Lekach? At the time the father died, it was Oymid Lekach, that I'm going to get this house, you're going to get that house. So therefore, at the time the father died for the first 2 months, everything, the both houses belonged to both of us, B'tfusas Habayis, B'shutfus. And since it was Oymid Lekach, that I'm going to get that house, Oymid Lekach, you're going to get that house, so the death of the father accomplished that the Hilchas Yerusha, that house belongs to you and this house belongs to me. Can you say that? That's included? Or you say, no, Ein Breira. It's not the same as the other case, where Hisna. Hisna is a machlokes ha'tanaim. Is this included in the Chiddush Din of Tanai? And it should have been included. So we say, no, Breira is a Tanai that doesn't work. Here by Yerusha, it's a different word, totally different. L'hok l'lachmer. On the one hand, he never made it Tanai. So how can you say that it was Eimed Lekach? If the father would have said before he dies, it doesn't help the father said. The din of Yerusha has nothing to do with the father. Malach HaMavis has to make it tonight. Malach HaMavis is not in charge of the money. Malach HaMavis is just in charge of killing people. He's not in charge of dividing up the moment. So this should be the Malach HaMemunah on moments. The Malach HaMemunah didn't make any declaration who should get what. So that's an unrelated, that's really an unrelated issue. Why did the Tanaim put it together? We don't understand. Tosis works on that. Tosis says it's not Toli Zebizet. That's in the end of Perek HaShaleach says. The two are not really Toli Zebizet. You have Tanaim who hold Yesh Breir over here and the other one hold Ein Breir. They hold over there Yesh Breir and the other one Ein Breir. You can split between the two. It's a little bit similar, but not really so much. Here also, this is, we really hold Ein Breir. So the Rabbi Gamliel says, Isu Shani Yosad Lamud, and he's not mafresh it now. The Maisa Rishon, the Maisa Oni that I'm going to designate when I come back home, he told the Bnei Abayis not to eat anything. Isu Shani Yosad Lamud, he doesn't say should become Maisa Rishon, should become Maisa Sheni. He doesn't say that. That's what Taiz points out. I didn't say that. It would have been Chal Likashia when he'll designate it, it would have been Chal Mikanal Abba. But he didn't even say that. He just is Kaveya, he's just Koreshem. What do you mean Koreshem? Usually Koreshem means it should be Maisa Risha, Maisa Rani. The Taiz says, no, the second line. Koreshem means Shem Bailam. Whom I'm gonna give it to. So the Matnas Kuna and the Matnas Leviya, Matnas Em is gonna be taken care of automatically. Usually you have to have a Kriya Shem first. This is my Sarishan, this is my Sarani, and then you have another step, you do another pool of giving it over to who the rightful owner is going to be. Here, I already did the second step before the first step. So Abinatam says, Yoytze the din of Biur, because later on when it's going to be Kriya Shem, the my Sarishan and my Sarani, it's going to happen by itself. So he's already into the beer, even though he didn't do the Kriya Shem of the Maisa Rishon Maisa Rani yet. He's ready to say beer. It's a kula chiddush, very big chiddush. He answered all the kashas, but he came up with a whopper of a chiddush to answer all the kashas. Yeah.
Rabbi, so this is all according to the Nesivis, but according to the Nesivis, doesn't the beer have to be done through a kinyan? So it wouldn't be Kori Shem, but Shem Bound.
So the Gemara says he made a kinyan agav, or made a kinyan chotz, or made a kinyan agav. Yeah. How can you be Korei? How can you be? It's not Chal now. Nothing was Chal now. It's not going to be Chal till he does the Kriya Shem on the Maisa Rishon and the Maisa Rani when he gets back in another month. He's not yet back. He's still on the Mediterranean. But when he comes back, he won't have to make another Maisa Kinyan. Because he say, Yesh Breira, this is not an Isha Breira. If it's going to be Huvram Bikana Lahabo, then there's no problem. So he says, whatever I will designate as my Sarishan should already be nicknamed to Rabbi Shua ben Hananya when it will take place. So he made a kinyan. If he wanted to, he could have done it right now. So it's Kol Shubi Yodai is not considered Dovish Lobo Liyom. If he wanted to, he could have been Koreshem my Sarishan now, but he didn't want to. So he just took care of the beer. So it's not nicknamed now. It'll be nikna when he comes back. But since he already took care of it, so that's already yotze the mitzvah of beer. He made a kinyan that will take effect later.
So if it's agav and not chotzer, what's the problem of kos kinyanah?
If it's agav...
Yeah, if it's chotzer, there's no problem of kos kinyanah because it'll be...
It's still going to be in the chotzer.
If it's agav, why wouldn't it be a problem of kos kinyanah?
Agav also has this. He says, why isn't it kos kinyanah? That's a good question. Kos kinyanah should depend on the moment right now. I don't know. That is a very good kasha. Kolsa Kinyana. Everybody knows what Kolsa Kinyana is. Kolsa Kinyana, the Gemara has in two places. The Gemara has, if I say, Meshach Behemazu, Latiknat Lachalamad Yom. Make a Meshicha now, and you won't be kind until after 30 days. And then after you do the Meshicha, then you put the Behemoth back in my barn, in my corral. So then when it comes the 30th day, it's not by you, it's by me. So the Gemara says, if you make a Mashiach Halach Alamed, and it's not in your Rishus, and it's not the Simta, but see the Rishus Ram, then you say, Kol Sekinyon, Mashiach is not good. That's one Gemara Ksuvah. There's a Mishnah in Gitna Ksuvahs, Mishnah in Gitna Kiddushin. If a man is Mekadosh and Isha Bishtar, a man is Megarish and Isha Bishtar. That's the only way to be Mekadosh is Bishtar. And he gives her the get, or he gives her the Shtar Kiddushin, and he says it should be the get or the Kiddushin, it should be Chal Bishtar, Lach Alamed Yom. So if it's Nisraf or Nevad, if the shtar is burnt or destroyed or lost before it comes to Yom Lamed, then Kolsa Kinyan is no good. So there seems to be a machlekes a rishayim with this. So the Rambam writes, if you make a kinyan chalipin, lach alamed yom, it's good. And the Ran and the Dorim on the Afchav Ches quotes, the Rambam says, how can it be? But chalipin is Kolsa Kinyan. And make the chalipin, now it's not going to be kind until after 30 days. He already gave back the handkerchief. So it's Kol Sekinyonah. So the Lecha to the Kes Mishnah in Perek Aleph in Hilchos Mechira, Kes Mishnah quotes the Rani as the Kasha and the Rambam. So the Kes Mishnah says the Rambam obviously has a different understanding of Kol Sekinyonah. So the Rambam said the Nesivus says a different Nesivus. The Nesivus has a Chash Mishpat, but the Rambam apparently thinks that there are two local dinim of Kol Sekinyonah. One din by Meshicha, Mashiach means you show your bilus. So if you're not kind now, so it's not called Mashiach, period. Then there's a din of shtar. Shtar is a separate din, not connected, not related. Shtar, the same thing that I say about peh, so the kenui locha, so the nusun locha v'maton. If I write it down on a piece of paper, so if the din would have been edei chasima karsi, so I get, by my giving you a raya that the house belongs to you, that cause the house belongs to you. But we don't pasken edei chasima karsi, we pasken edei mesira karsi. And the Rama happens to hold edei mesira karsi, you only need edei mesira by mikidushin, because dovah should be erva. By Shtar Mom, and the Ramam says, you write to Shtar, they know that they know, there's nobody else there, and then no Adam signed on it, just a piece of paper. You just have a piece of paper, and by Shtar Mom, and it doesn't have to be written in the Shema. So someone wrote on a piece of paper, Sari Nusun Aluchav Maton. So I pick it up from the garbage. Oh, it says Sari Nusun. I give you this paper, it was written for me. The other guy threw it out in the garbage, he's just practicing writing. I give you a piece of paper, and I say, I want to give you ownership of the house. So the Rambam said that it's good. You don't need Eidei Chasimi, you don't need Eidei Mesira. So how is it good? How is it, what kind of a din is that? How is that good? So apparently the Rambam thinks that that's like a Haknoa Midas. That's what Tosis and the Nixubis. Tosis asks, there's Machlekes there, Rabbi Yechon Rabbi Shlokish. If I write on a piece of paper, hereby obligate myself to give you $100,000, and I give you the piece of paper. So we pass like Rabbi Yochanan, Chai Vani Lachmona, Bishtar. I write in a piece of paper on a shtar, I hereby obligate myself to give you $100. So we pass like Rabbi Yochanan, then it's Chal. So Tosfos says, how can he pass like Rabbi Yochanan? But Achov Mamon is Dina Kimetaltalim. Achov Mamon is an abstract thing, it's not a tangible item, so it's neither Karka nor Metaltalim. But Tosfos says it's dina kimetaltam, because ein nishbayim ala karkois, and if there's a din Torah, whether I owe you $100 or $50, so that's a moedim mitzvah. So we say a choyd mamon, which is neither not tangible, it's neither karka nor metaltam, so we treat it like metaltam. So Tosfos says, how can you create a his chayvus mamon by a shtar? It's like making a shtar on metaltam. So Tosfos answers, it's like dvarm haniknim bamir. Someone mentioned it last week. It's like dvarm haniknim bamir. That's the Tosfos in Ksubas. So the Nesivis points out that line from Tosfos, that Tosfos seems to say that shtar is koina, it's a haknami das. So that's what the Rambam apparently understood. If I give you the shtar and I say the shtar should be koina kiddushin, the shtar could be koina karka, lacha lamed yom, and by the time it comes to yom lamed, it's destroyed already. So it's as if the das went down to a lower level of das. He didn't back out, but it's only considered a higher level of das kozman. The other fellow's holding on to the piece of paper. The minute the shtar is torn up, nikra hashtar, never hashtar, he loses it. So it's like another das. So the Rambam starts off hilchas mechira. Ein amekach niknim bedvarim. Just by saying I give you ownership of the house, it doesn't transfer ownership. It only works if you write a shtar. You don't have to write a shtar. I picked up a shtar from the garbage. I give him a shtar. So the shtar elevates the level of das, is considered a higher level of das. But the minute the shtar is torn up, or the shtar is lost, so that's a lower level of das. So the Rambam seems to hold that there is no universal din of kol sekinyonim. There's a local problem, mishicha, mishoch parzev l'tiknad l'achalam yom. The Gemara, they use the lotion kol sekinyonim. Then by shtar it's unrelated. Because shtar, the reason why it works, it's like dvarim haniknim b'amira, so it's elevated to a higher level of das. Once the shtar is ripped out, so it falls down to the lower level of das. Okay. The lower level of das is no good.
Okay, get it's deraisa.
Yeah, also deraisa, but the get is chala, the shtar means a higher level of das.
But once... There's no...
So the shtar is torn up or lost before it's supposed to be chal, so it's considered as, even though he didn't back out, but the level of das falls down to the lower level of das. So there's no das for the gerishin.
But the Chora Kenyan Suder is also a higher level of das, so shouldn't it be the same as a shtar once the Suder is returned to the original bialet?
They made the Maisa. They made the Maisa. So the Rambam says you can always have Lachalamed. The Rambam holds the only time there's a problem Lachalamed is only by a local problem by Mishicha, probably Chazoka and Karkos, and make a Chazoka. Is the simon bailus. So it's not, doesn't have the bailus now, so it's called sekinyana.
But why don't we just assume that the ksiva shtar is also like doing the maisa, that I express my das then?
I don't know. You have to have holding on to the shtar. You have to continue to holding on. But every other case, the Rambam is not worried about Kosekin Yon. And Tosis puts all the Gemaras together, Tosis and most of the Shem, and say, no, Kosekin Yon is universal din in all Kinyonim. Whenever you make a Kinyon, Lachalamid, so the Gemara says, Lady Mekidushin, let's say, Mekadosh and Isha, Bekesef, Harim Mekadoshis, Lei Lachalamayam, I give her a lollipop today. She ate up the lollipop. I gave her a box of chocolates. Every Mekadesh is leave with the box. She ate it all up. By the time it comes Yom Lamed, there's no more candies left. The Gemara says, Mekadeshes, Afal Pishin Esach Lamos, even though she ate up all the food. Why is that good? So the Rambam holds, why is it not good? What's the problem? There's no issue of Kol Sekinyon. Kol Sekinyon is all local din in Meshicha, probably Chazoke, Hagbor, things that show Maisa Bailus. And it's a local din in Shtar. It doesn't apply anywhere else. It doesn't apply to Kesef. And the Ran goes, but the regular Rishonim said, there's a famous Ran there. The Ran says, no, Kesef is never called Kol Sekinyon. Because in the event that the Kedushin will fall through for some reason or another, she'll have to reimburse him for the box of chocolates. He spent $10 on the box of chocolates, and she ate them all up, and then for some reason or another, the Kedushin is not Chal. So then she has to give back the $10 of the box of chocolates. So the Ran said it's like a Rishuma Nikar, as if the Kesef is still hanging in midair and it's not gone and forgotten. It's not called Kol Sekinyon. But the whole Hezber of the Ran is only needed if you assume that Kol Sekinyon is a universal din in all Kinyonim. So that's what the Balei HaTosfos hold. Maybe this Rabbi Natam, I don't know, you ask a murderous kasha. Maybe Rabbi Natam holds that Kol Sekinyon is not a universal din. I don't know, because it's a very strong kasha. How can it be? I can be the Kinya Chotzer is still sitting in the Chotzer later on. It's still going to be sitting in the Chotzer. But if it's a Kinya Agav, it should be either now or never. How can you have an Agav Lachazman? I don't know. Maybe he holds like that Rambam, because the Kinyana doesn't apply to all the Kinyana. The Avnei Nezer had a suggestion, we mentioned it the other week, that Kosa Kinyana should apply to Geirus. He was coming to explain. The Gemara says when you have a man who wants to convert, first he has the bris milah, then he has the tefillah and the mikvah. What if you did in the reverse order? First you went to mikvah, then you go to the, then you have the milah. So that's a machlok zerushanim, whether the seder is makim. So the shach paskins la'alocha, he told over this story, shach paskins la'alocha, that if you have first the mikvah, then you have the milah, so you should repeat the mikvah b'li brocha. Misofik, because it's a machlok zerushanim. So why does it make a difference whether you have the milah first or the tefillah first? So the Avnei Nezer writes a Hezbollah, why it should be no good to explain those Rishonim. He says it's Kol Sekinyon. If you first do the milah, he's still a Goy Gomer. If you first do the milah, but something is Chal, he's no longer called an Oral. That's the Gemara, the first daf in Perek Oral, in Maseches Yevamos. Kol HaGoyim Arelim, all non-Jews have a din of Oral, even if they had a circumcision, they're considered Arelim. Unless the Goy had the Mila was done, L'shem Geirus, even though he's still a Goy Gomer, 100% a Goy Gomer, he's not a half Jew, but since the Mila was done, L'shem Geirus, it's not called an Oral anymore. Still can't eat Korban Pesach, even though it's not called Oral Yechel, but it's called Ben Echel Yechel, but he's not Jewish, he can't eat Korban Pesach. But it's not called Kol Oral Yechel, because since the Mila was done, L'shem Geirus, he's not called an Oral. So if you first had the Mila, L'shem Geirus, so something was Chal now, then you have the Tefillah, he becomes a Jew. But if you're going to do the reverse, first you're going to have the tefillah and the mikvah. So what's chal now? Zero. Nothing is chal now. So it's kol sekinyonai. He says the tefillah and the mikvah is kol sekinyonai. I can't have a tefillah lachalamin. Let's say a woman has to go to mikvah on Thursday night. She's going to be on the ocean. Something. She'll go to mikvah tonight and she'll wait till Thursday night. You can't go to mikvah lachalamin. You can't have a tefillah's mikvah. So here he says, but the ger, if he's going to do first tefillah and the mikvah, then milah. The tefillah in the mikvah is kol sekinyon. So he's applying kol sekinyon to kol haTorah kula. Whenever you do a maisa that makes a chalois, you can't make a chalois lachalamed.
Every mitzvah would be like that? Every mitzvah has a specific time? That if you do it before, then it's like kilo kol sekinyon, that's why you're not mechayim?
Okay, you don't need the hesper. Okay, you read the Megillah before Purim, so you're not yotze.
So there's the same thing over here?
No, here he wants to convert, but if he does the tefillah before the milah, so the moment they did the tefillah, nothing was chal. If you do first the milah, something is chal. Then you do the tefillah, the geirus is chal. But if you do first the tefillah, nothing is chal. So he says, so what do you want? The tefillah should be chal after he'll do the milah, then the tefillah will chal make him Jewish. He says that's called, yeah, you can't have a delayed chalos. Could be the Rabbi Natan has a new sheet in Kolsa Kinyana. I don't know. Could be holes like this Rambam that the Nesivas pointed out. The Rambam Taka has a different sheet in Kolsa Kinyana. Yes.
To do the Nisun before the Erisin,
that's a Pele, we don't fully understand that, okay. That's Mishlah Mela pointed out that Shuvas Rashi in the Mortai. So Rashi apparently thinks he'd take two steps in one. That's also Chiddush, okay. Okay. There's a big Mechudish Dika Rabbi Natan here. So what did they quote this whole Mishnah in Masechus Maaseh Sheni? It's not a Tosefta, that's what the Mashal says. What did Taisa say? Two lines from down, Chay Mashma with Tosefta. Everything is in the Mishnais. It's not a Tosefta. A Tosefta says the same as the Mishnais. It does not add anything different. So they quoted this whole story, and they understood that he was makna to Rabbi Shua ben Chananya, is makna to Rabbi Akiva with the Kinyan Agav, the Gemara. But Metzia Dapidav suggests maybe it was a Kinyan Chotzer. But Agmar Hosea was a Kinyan Agav. What is he? Shmamin Abin and Tzivurimbo. Because he said, Mekomo Muskalo. What do you need Mekomo Muskalo? If you're dealing with a Kinyan Chotzer, of course you need Mekomo Muskalo. Agmar thought that they're dealing with the Kinyan Agav. So you see, Shmamino, that you need Tzivurim. The Gemara says, Shani Hasan Kechadalo Litrachinu. I translate the words, Kechadalo Litrachinu. What is Rashi? I wouldn't have known at all what the words mean without Rashi. Rashi's on, how did Rashi know what it meant? Rashi says, Kechadalo Litrachinu. Alahotzi Misham calls Manchirotzel Anich Hashem. He's makta the Maisa Oni to Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva is going to come back from the boat. He's going to land in the boat in Eretz Yisrael together with Rabbi Gamliel. Rabbi Gamliel is going to tell him, okay, you have the Maisa Oni on my barn. I want you to get it out today. So Rabbi Akiva says, today? I have to go say hello to my wife. I have to see my children. I have no time today. I'll come tomorrow. He says, no, I want you to take it out today. The same thing Rabbi Shumar Hanani is makta the Maisa Rishon to him because he was a Levi. So he's going to tell him, the day they land on the dry land, and Eretzel is going to tell him, I want you to take your Maaseh Rani, I want you to take the Maaseh Rishon, I want you to take it today. So that's not right. Rabbi Gamliel shouldn't have the right to demand L'hotzi Misham, Rabbi Akiva wants to leave it there another week or two. And Rabbi Shimon Hanani wants to leave it another week. So he says, Mekomo Muskalo, as long as you want. You can leave it there as long as you want. It's in your chotzer. So Rabbi Gamliel doesn't have the right to kick them out. He rented the chotzer to them for a couple of months, so they can leave it there as long as they want. Kech delo letrechinim. Shouldn't be able to be matrech them the minute they land in Eretz Yisrael. Rabbi Gamliel is going to say, get your maiserani off of my property. So he was. That's why he was masker the mokim to them, that they have the right to leave it there as long as they want.
He's masker the mokim to them, then it's still there, so it's not kosher.
That would be for the chotzer, that's what he says. If the kinyan would be a kinyan chotzer, so it's still in the chotzer, that would be good. But if it's kinyan agav, so the kinyan agav was chal the moment he made the declaration of a kinyan agav. So that's what he's asking. Shouldn't it be kolsa kinyonai? Because the agav isn't kind of the metaltam kalefti, is koreshen. Rabbi Gamliel didn't declare it yet as maiserani and as maiserishan. After he's going to declare it, he won't have to make a separate haknoa to Rabbi Yeshua, to Rabbi Akiva, because they already took care of it in advance. It's a big chiddush. Rabbi Natan learned a big chiddush over here. The Marsha points out that the Tosef Bar Metzia has this whole Rabbi Natan slightly differently, but he says it does make sense what Tosef says there. Then the Tosef says he had already been mafresh the Maaser Rani and the Maaser Rishon before he went to Rome. So it doesn't say, he says, Isa Shani Asad Lomud, he was not yet Mafrish. Al-Taisa says he was not Mafrish, not going to be Mafrish till he gets home. It very much doesn't sound like the Taisa of Bob Metzia. Taisa Bob Metzia doesn't present it the same as over here. Most of it is the same, but that's, one or two lines are not the same. So that line is, we understand it would have been better if it would have been Koreshem already from before, but it doesn't seem from this story that that's what happened. Anyway, Taisa has some other comments here. Taisa says, Nasan li Yeshua. So there is a Gemara in Ksubis, where the Gemara says, that if you look in Sefer Ezra and Nehemiah, when they got the Jews to come back after the 7 years of Golus Babel, so the whole purpose of coming back, they were going to complete the building of the Beis HaMikdash and bring Karbanos, so you have to have Kohanim and Levim. So there weren't enough Levim to run a Beis HaMikdash. So I think it says Ezra, they came to a river on the way back from Babel to Eretz Yisrael, and Ezra said, all of the Levim should raise their hands. I mean, there weren't enough Levim to run a Beis HaMikdash. Told everybody, you wait here, I have to go back to Babel a couple of weeks and schlep more Levim. So because the Levim didn't show up, there was hardly anybody. How many? 43,000 Jews. It was peanuts. From the several million Jews who lived in Babel, hardly anybody came back. And from the group who came back, there were Halolim and Mamzerim and Gerim and Balei Tshuva, and hardly enough, there were not enough Levim to run the show in the Beis HaMikdash. I had to go get more Levim. So because Ezra was upset, so he penalized the Levim, he should no longer give them Isarishin. So what exactly was the penalty? So Tosis points out the last line in the Tosis. Tosis, Diba Maschal Nosam Yeshua. So they quote the Gemara in Yevamos, they say, Peibab, it's really in Ksubis Chabes, I think, in the second parak in Ksubis. The Gemara says, there was a Machlekes HaTanayim Rabbi Akiva Rabbi Loza Ben Azai. What is the Din Min HaTorah? We have the Gemara said, B'choftal B'komis Nikru Kahanim Levim. The Kahanim Levim also, they're from Shevet Levi. So there are 24 places in Tanakh when it says the Levim, and it really means Kahanim, it doesn't mean Levim. So Kahanim Levim. But then there's a Tosfos in the last parak, next to the last parak in Bechoris. The last parak in Bechoris is all about Maisa Behema. Next to the last parak in Bechoris is all about Pigin Aben, parak Yesh Bechor. So next to the last parak in Bechoris, there's a Tosfos, shows Pshat in the Gemara, that a Kohen is not a Levi. A Kohen is not a Levi. So it's in steer it to all the other Gemaras. Gemara said, B'choftal Makam's Nikru Kohanim Levim. So I think the answer is the following. The Kohanim belong to Shevet Levi, but they don't have Kedushas Levi. They don't have Kedushas Kohuna. They don't have Kedushas Levi. Tosfos proves it from the Gemara. There's a din, if a Bas Kohen is a Kohenes, so she's a Cheles B'Truma. What if she's nibbled by a Nachri? So then she loses her Kedushas, Kohuna. What if a Bas Levi is nibbled by a Nachri? So she retains the status as a Bas Levi. So the Gemara there is talking about Pidyon HaBen. So the din is if the mother of the baby is a Kohenus or a Leviya, since the Peterachm Talachmana, so even though the baby is not a Kohen or a Levi, because the father is from Shevet Zvulun, the baby Mishpachosim Lebeis HaBoisim, Mishpachasav Kriim Mishpacha, Mishpachasav Meni Kriim Mishpacha, so the child will not be either a Kohen or a Levi, but nonetheless, since the Peterachm Talachmana, so there's no mitzvah Pidyon HaBen. So the Gemara says, what if the mother is a Kohenus and she's Nivalola Akum? And then she has a baby. So the Gemara says, by the time the baby is born, she was Nivalol Akum, so she's not a Kohenis anymore. But if the mother is a Leviya and Nivalol Akum, so she retains the Kedushas Leviya, so when the baby is born, there's not Chayv Pidyon HaBen. So Tosfos asks the Kasha, so every Kohenis is a Leviya, so fine, Nivalol Akum, she loses a Kedushas Kuna, but she'll let her remain a Leviya. So since she should remain a Leviya, so the baby should not be chayv in pidyon HaBen. So Tosfos, you see from that Gemara that a person is a kohen or a kohenus is not a levi at the same time. So since nivul alaakin cancels kedushas kuna, so she's not a levia either. So I think the answer is pretty obvious that every kohen belongs to shevet levi, but it does not have kedushas levi. It's a separate thing. Kedushas levi is one thing, and shevet levi is another thing. The Arsamech was a Kohen, so it didn't bother him. So he said, there's no such thing as Kedushas Levi. It doesn't exist. It's only Shevet Levi. There is no such thing. But there's a Sefer, Kedushas Levi. Levi Yitzchak Bar Dichava. So he shlugs up that he just rejects the whole Sefer. No such thing as Kedushas Levi. But we usually assume not like the Arsamech. We usually assume there's Kedushas Levi and there's Shevet Levi. So there's a Machlekes HaTanayim Rabbi Kiva and Abdoz Manazaria on the level of their Isa. To whom do you give Maisa Rishon? Do you give it to a person who belongs to Shevet Levi? So you can give it either to a Kohen or a Levi, because every Kohen belongs to Shevet Levi. Or do you say, no, you only give it to a Levi who has Kedushas Levi. So you can only give it to a Levi. A Kohen belongs to Shevet Levi, but it doesn't have Kedushas Levi. So that's a Machlokes of Rekiv and Rabbi Loza Ben Azari. The Rambam Paskins, that the dim in Atari is you only give Maaser Rishon to a Levi, you don't give to a Kohen. That's how the Rambam paskens. Machlokes HaTanaim. So now, Tosis shows from the Gemara in Ksubas what was the nature of the penalty when Ezra Konas HaLevim. It doesn't say in Tanakh. The whole story that Tosis points out in Ksubas, this whole story doesn't say in Tanakh. This, the Gemara had an oral tradition. Ezra penalized the Levim. The Rambam writes, Ezra Konas HaLevim Shed B'Doro. The Levim in his generation. Sounds like in our generation, the penalty doesn't apply. Only the Levim in his generation. That's problematic because in the days of the Tanaim, they're still working with the Knas of Ezra. Tosis here is asking Akasha, isn't that the generation of Ezra? Rabbi Gamliel lived many generations after Ezra. Rabbi Lozman Azai was a tenth gen, was a Kohen. He was a tenth generation Ben Achaben after Ezra. Ezra was a Kohen. That was 10 generations later, and this is after. This is Rabbi Gamliel with Rabbi Lozman Azai. This is all the same generation. So it's way generations later. So the Gemara here, the Rishonim and the Gemara talk about the penalty of Ezra in the days of the Tanaim. So that's a problematic Rambam. Why the Rambam says, Ezra Konasas HaLevim Sheh B'Doro. Min Chasina suggests maybe Sheh B'Doro means until Bias HaMashiach. Maybe that's what it means, Sheh B'Doro. Calls man that the dinim of Chumas HaMaisis HaMed Rabban Das Mashiach Bet Kumin. And you have Kol Yashvecho Aleho, then the Chiyuv Chumas HaMaisis will be their Raisa. The Rambam writes that HaChuma VaMaisa Bizman HaZeh HaFilu B'Mei Ezra is only by the Rabbanon, because in order to be Chayib, to be Mafrish Chumas HaMaisis, you have to know which year of the Shemitah cycle is it. In order to know, are you Mafrish Maisa Sheni or Maisa Rani? And then Maisa Rishon and Chuma Gdor Lois, you can't be Mafrish Mishon Al-Chavata, Aseh Tassas Kaltua Zarecha, Ayotzi Asod HaShon HaShonim. That's a Pasuk in Parshas Re'eh. So Yitzhak Shana Shana, you can't be Mafish Mishana Al Chavito. So you have to know, does this belong to the Shana Rishon of Shemitah, Shana Shni of Shemitah? So if Shemitah is only the Rabbanon, then the whole Chumash and Maisis is only going to be with the Rabbanon. That's what the Beis HaLevi quotes from Rab Chaim. What did the Rabbanon come off to make such a statement? Chumash and Maisis Bezban is there's only the Rabbanon. It's very unclear in the Rambam. The Beis HaLevi quotes his son, the genius, the Rosh Hashiva from Balozhin, Rab Chaim Soloveitchik, that he said, this is the Pshat and the Rambam. There's a Machloikas HaTanaim in the Sifrot, beginning of Parshas Bahar. It says in the beginning of Bahar, every 7th year of Shemitah, and then there's either a Psuch or a Stuma, then it says, after 7 Shemitahs, you have a Yovel. So there's a Machloikas HaTanaim, is the observance of Shemitah dependent on the observance of Yovel or not? If you know in advance that it can't lead up to Yovel, are you still obligated to observe Shemitah and authority? Say no. If the Shemitah can't lead up to a Yovel, so the whole observance of the Shemitah is only with the Rabban. So that's Machlokes Rebbe and the Chachamim. The Gemara alludes to it a few times. One that quotes it, Rashi always quotes it, Dav Gimel and Moed Katan and in Gitnan and Sugya Pruzbal and other Mesichtas, Gemara alludes to it. So we paskin, based on the simple meaning of Gemara, we paskin the Shemitah depends on Yovel. If you know in advance that you don't have Kol Yoshvehu Aleho, then there's no obligation in Atur to observe Yovel, then there's no obligation to observe Shemitah. No Shemitah, there's no Chumas and Maisus. Because in order to be Chayv to be Mafrish Chumas and Maisus, you have to know what year are you holding by. Lekhet Shikhapeh, that's their Isa. Because Kedushas Haaretz is their Isa. But in order to be Chayv to be Mafrish Chumas and Maisus, you have to know what year of the Shemitah cycle you're holding by. So the whole Shemitah cycle is only with the Rabban today, because if you know it's not going to lead up to the Yovel. So that's what the Minchas Chinah suggests. Maybe when the Rambam writes Ezra Konas HaSalavim Shebedoro, he doesn't mean in his generation literally. Maybe he means in that Kufa, that Chumash HaMaisis is only the Rabbanon until Mashiach comes. That's called Bedoro. That's the suggestion. Otherwise it's a problematic Rambam, because the Gemara is Beferish in the days of the Tanaim. Tosfos, but Tosfos is just quoting Gemara. The Gemara in Ksubas in the second parak talks in the days of the Tanaim, they're still concerned about the Knas of Ezra. So what exactly was the Knas of Ezra? It's not in Tanakh, Tosfos says. What was the Knas? So the Gemara says it depends. If the din in Torah was that you can be Yotzei, or Blaz Man Azari holds, you can be Yotzei by giving my submission either to a Kohen or to a Levi, then with the Rabbanon, they penalize the Levim. You should only give it to the Kohen. You shouldn't give it to the Levim. But if the din in Torah was that you only Yotzei, the Rama Paskins like Rabbi Kiva, the Din Min HaTorah will only Yotzei Maaser Rishon, if you give it to a Levi, then the penalty of the Rabbanon was, we opened it up, you can either give it to a Kohen or a Levi. Whatever the Din D'Oraisa was, they shifted it one step. So for the Dimon HaTorah, you can only give it to a lady. Some of the Rabbanon said you can give it to a Kohen or a lady. Dimon HaTorah was you can give it to a Kohen or a lady, so then they shifted it one step. You can only give it to a Kohen. So Tosis here raised the question, how did they give Maserishin to Rabbi Shimon Hananya? He's a Levi, not supposed to give. So they say, if the din in our Torah is that you can only give to a Levi, then mid the Rabbanon, the penalty only was, you can give to a Kohen or a Levi. Then the whole Kasha doesn't get off the ground. But if you should assume that the din in our Torah is that you can either give to a Kohen or a Levi, then mid the Rabbanon, the penalty was you should only give it to a Kohen. So that's the Kasha. How did he give to Rabbi Shimon ben Hananya? So Taisa says he never penalized if he's poor. Rabbi Shimon Hananya was a poor man. How do you know he was a poor man? So we quote a Gemara. Because le beischa niker shepechomi ato, he was a blacksmith. Maybe blacksmiths are multi-millionaires. No. Taisa says, no. Why would a guy, if he's so rich, why should he want to live in a hovel? From the Gemara would appear. That's the Gemara says, I, Rabbi Gamliel, when they told Rabbi Gamliel that Rabbi Yeshua, he went to apologize to Rabbi Yeshua why he insulted him twice in public. So when he came home, he realized how poor he was, and he made a living by being a blacksmith. So Rabbi Yeshua made a comment. He says, you're the chief rabbi, and you don't need that. You don't even know how we make a living. You never realize that I don't make a living. So that was part of the story there. That's part of the story why they fired him. The chief rabbi is supposed to see to it that all of the people, all the Talmidei Chacham do make a living. So that's the context of the story was that he didn't know that he was poor. Yeah, so that's what Taisa says. Rabbi Shimon Hananya was an ani, as it says, Shepacham Yata, he was a blacksmith. So that's why they never penalize if the guy's an ani. I tell you, Akasha, if he's an ani, so why do they have to give the Maaser Ani to Rabbi Akiva as representing the Gabbai Anim? He should have given the Maaser Ani to Rabbi Yeshua also. So Taisa says two answers. If one answer, there's a Gemara in Erevin. That if you give all of your, you always give the truma and the bikurim, you give everything to the same kind. So you have to spread the wealth a little bit. So the Gemara says, Gorim Rav Loilam. What's the Lashon of the Gemara in Erevin? Anoisim Atanoisim, the kain echad, he always gives everything to the same kind. Maybe Rav Loilam. There's a din of Makire Kahuna, let's say, in my wife's family, one of my brothers-in-law is a kohen. So whenever there's a pidyon haben by any grandchild, they always ask him. That's a din of makiri kuna. Okay, so that's fine. But we only give him pidyon haben if you're going to have challah and bikurim and truma and pidyon haben and maaserishin, you're going to have everything to the same kohen. So that's not fair. You have to spread the wealth. So this matanas of the kohen echad is maybe a rob lailam. What's going to be? The others are going to starve. You have to spread out the wealth a little bit. So that's one suggestion, Taisa says. Even though Rabbi Shua was an ani, and that's why there's no penalty, even though he's a levi, he's allowed to get Maaser Rishon, but you shouldn't give Maaser Ani. Shouldn't give all the matoni. Then you give another suggestion. In order to get Maaser Ani, you have to be an ani. Ani means you don't have Masayim Zuz to your name. Masayim Zuz, the Yerushalmi says, it's how much money you need to live for a year. Today, Masayim Zuz is very little. It's less than $500. Have to pick a different amount of money. So Tosfos says, maybe Rabbi Shua ben Hananya had Masayim Zuz. So strictly speaking, is not an Ani, but he's not an Asher either. So the penalty that you no longer give Maaserishin to the Levim wouldn't apply, because he's clearly not an Asher. But to take Maaser Ani, that not, because strictly speaking, is not an honor, but he wasn't an usher either. So that's our thesis for emphasis. Okay, that was one issue that thesis takes care of, the side issue. Because Ezra Konasas Alevim, that's the Gemara had tradition. Ezra Konasas Alevim, and this tradition doesn't say in Tanakh. The Gemara just has such an oral tradition. He penalized the Alevim. Good. Then the next thesis is a famous thesis, Shaila Aloch HaMaisa. That Rashi quotes the end of the Mishnah, when he rent a Mekom HaMuskalot to Rabbi Shua ben Hananya, he rent a Mekom HaMuskalot to Rabbi Akiva, so it says, Niskablu Schar Zemizeh. The Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Shua ben Hananya gave him some money to be kind of the rental of the Chotzer, and Agav, the rental of the Chotzer, he was kind of the Maaser Rishon or the Maaser Oni. So Tosfos asks, the normal way to make a rental is with the Kinyan Chalipin. Usually make a Kinyan Chalipin. So why did he have to pay him money? What, Rabbi Gamliel was such Amaiza, such a stingy guy, he insisted they have to pay a dollar. He was a chief rabbi. He probably got a good salary. Chief rabbi. Goes first class all the time, no? So why did he need another dollar? Tema lamalal hitno b'chalipin. That's normal. So Tesh says, maybe it come up with a chidush din. Maybe, Tesh is before said. Tesh has proved that chalipin is good to be koina and evit knaini, but not to be koina and evit ivri. Why not? So he said, because, where was that Tesh? The second Tesh is from the top on chesam et alam. So Tesh says, because evit knaini own kishori b'chamori. So that's chalipin, you koina something legamre. But an Eved Ivri, you only own, correct, Eved Ivri, good for Kani, but it's only like Dekala Paris, only a partial ownership. I own the Eved Ivri with respect to the 6 years of work that he has to do. So since you're not Koina Legamre, so I had a suggestion, Chalipin doesn't work. So that's what they suggest over here. If you're renting a Chotzer, you're not acquiring complete ownership of the Chotzer. You're just renting it, so maybe Chalipin doesn't work. Achidush, and they made a deal like that. From the Gemara would say, Kishem Shekarka Nikna is Bekesa B'shtar B'chazoka, Kach so too, Schivis Karka is Nikna either Bekesa B'shtar B'chazoka. How come they didn't say Chalipin? So it's a Rai Chalipin doesn't work. So the Rosh quotes the Tais and he says, Whopper of a Chiddush. That's the whole Raya. That's the whole Raya, because in this Kabbalah Schar Zamizeh, the Rosh thinks it's too much of a Chiddush. That's a Shaila, that we pass it like that, that you can't rent. If you rent an apartment with a Ginyan Chalipin, it's not valid. You have to dafke give Kesef Shtar or Chazoka, and Chalipin is no good. Taisa says Chalipin is only good when it's a Zetach Hazeh. You couldn't legam, just like by Yevid Ivri, Tomataram Nas L'Achzer also. Taisa said that was a Taisa, that was an Erevin, the misprint in the Taisa said Erevin Daf Tzadik, and it's supposed to be Erechin Daf Lamed. So Taisa is an Erechin Daf Lamed. Said in the Gemara that a matanam l'asalach is also not nikne b'chalipin. Only if you kind of the thing legamre. Chalipin is not kind of by Yavid Ivri, because it's only dekal peres. Chalipin is not kind of matanam l'asalach. And here they say chalipin is not kind of by schiris karka. So Rosh is not so convinced about this. That's the shaila how we should paskin l'alocha. Okay, believe that tomorrow we'll continue in the Gemara with the shalosh taris. Very good.